The British Prime Minister Theresa May is counting her dwindling allies today as she considers whether to give in to relentless pressure to resign or fight on to save her Brexit plan and her premiership. Mrs. May's plans to introduce her latest Brexit bill to Parliament have been thrown into doubt after the government decided to delay the vote. In the meantime, her Conservative Party is projected to suffer a thrashing by Nigel Farage's Brexit Party in this weekend's European parliamentary elections, as Barney Porter reports.
It's the one topic on which most people seem to have an opinion: if or when the Prime Minister should go.
Well, personally, she should resign immediately after today's elections because she has failed to follow the democracy which is in this country.
She should definitely resign and we should definitely have a general election because I cannot believe that our next Prime Minister wouldn't be voted for by the public of the UK. The idea that our next Prime Minister would be as the result of an internal power struggle in the Tory party makes me want to burn down the Houses of Parliament.
The British newspapers are quite clear. The Daily Mail has been supportive of the PM. It now says that, despite her valiant efforts to deliver an honourable Brexit, she has finally run out of road. The Conservative-backing Daily Telegraph has gone further. It says either Mrs. May must go as soon as humanely possible or the Conservative Party must finally remove her. And some party members are already speaking out, including the former leader of the House of Commons, Andrea Leadsom, who resigned this week saying she couldn't support Mrs. May's latest Brexit bill because it doesn't deliver on the 2016 referendum result. She's also been terribly diplomatic on Mrs. May's future.
With the withdrawal agreement now shelved, is it time for the Prime Minister to resign?
Well, that's a matter for her, but for me, I felt I couldn't, in all conscience, stand up and deliver the business statement today with a withdrawal agreement bill in it that I couldn't support elements of. So I have no doubts that I made the right decision, and of course it's for the Prime Minister to decide what's right for her and for the country. Thanks very much.
For her, and it must be said for many others, it's Mrs. May's final attempt at finding a compromise deal that's become the final straw. Ryan Bourne is a researcher at the Cato Institute in Washington.
I think it was an act of desperation. She got within, say, 30, I think it's between 30 and 35 votes of passing her deal. So what she then wanted to do was try and pick off some other people who she thought would be amenable and try and have a fourth go at getting it through Parliament. Now, as I say, unfortunately, what happened was, even though there are only 34 Conservative MPs voted against her deal last time, as a result of her actions and as a result of tacking on the possibility of a second referendum, 42 additional Conservatives have now come forward and said this is a step too far, and that's why she's in such political difficulties today.
For his part, Ryan Bourne also says the writing is on the wall for the PM.
It seems as if things are moving very fluidly at the moment and the Prime Minister might even resign this evening. The central expectation is that after the European elections on Friday, she will have discussions with the leader of the Conservative backbenchers, Sir Graham Brady. He will probably advise her that support for her in the party has ebbed away and recommend that she stands down. Now, if she still refuses to go, it seems likely that the 1922 committee, that committee of backbench MPs, will change the Conservative leadership rules in order to try and force her out. But I think the most central expectation is that after the results come in on Sunday, and they look like they're going to be very bad results for the Conservatives, the Prime Minister will fall on her sword on that date.
That's not the case, says the British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt. He was asked to shake hands with President Donald Trump for the US leader's state visit in June.
Theresa May will be Prime Minister to welcome him, and rightly so.
Perhaps the one certainty, this whole mess is not going to end quickly or easily.
Barney Porter.